Our global hit today is about the blowback from politically charged music. In this case, a song from a South African band that skewers the president of neighboring Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe is the target of the song called Chicken to Change. And as the World's Marco Werman tells us, the band Freshly Ground has lost concert dates in Zimbabwe as a result of the tune.
The song about Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, has turned into a diplomatic incident. Zolani Mahola, the lead singer for Freshly Ground, says the impetus for the tune was simple: disappointment with Mugabe.
In Africa, you know, we really need people to stand up and to be strong leaders, and he has really just, he's failed.
The video for the song, Chicken to Change, begins with a puppet. He's a news anchor and one of the characters in ZA News. That's a popular South African TV show that spoofs politicians.
Today, polls in Zimbabwe show opposition parties ahead of President Robert Mugabe's ruling party.
Art is then joined by real life as Freshly Ground band members watch in disgust as Mugabe is sworn in to office once again.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
And the band then begins to sing to the president.
For us, the song is really, it's kind of meant to be an encouraging kind of thing to the president of Zimbabwe to embrace change and to see that his country is in dire need of a change of regime or of strategy, but something really radical needs to happen. And for us, it was kind of a motivational kind of song and say, don't be too chicken to change.
It's hard to imagine Zimbabwe's officials finding the word chicken to be motivational. Simon Atwell with Freshly Ground found that out when he heard last week that Zimbabwe took away Freshly Ground's work visas to perform there.
We phoned up Department of Immigration in Zimbabwe to establish exactly why the visas had been revoked. And his words were, well, go online and look at Freshly Ground's latest music video.
It's the first time Freshly Ground have cast themselves in the role of political musicians. Lead singer Zolani Mahola wonders if they'll do it again.
It's very, very murky. It's hard for us. We've never been so calculated, you know, with the music. We've always just kind of let whatever it is come out, whether it is a genre. We mess around with lots of genres in the music. We don't stick to one kind of genre. So it's just whatever comes out in the jam session and whatever I'm feeling or we're feeling at the time. So we're not necessarily going to be now suddenly a political band.
For now, though, Freshly Ground is a political band, and they've got a controversial tune to show for it. A footnote here, Robert Mugabe has a small mustache, but in the video, the mustache on the Mugabe puppet bears a striking resemblance to Hitler's. That couldn't have won Freshly Ground many fans in Mugabe's government either. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Video is actually pretty clever. Check out the tune that's got this band in trouble. The Chicken to Change video is at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.